If Yahoo's enormous database is worth hacking, then it is apparently worth selling parts of it on the black market. A contractor with the NSA has been arrested for stealing and leaking classified secrets, in a sense using the NSA as a kind of personal ATM.
We're fuzzy on her.
So we don't really know what anyone is after?
Not really, sir.
The real case might be fuzzier than the movie parody Burn After Reading. The contractor, Harold Thomas Martin, a Maryland resident and Navy veteran, is suspected of stealing classified material like fugitive and accused of espionage individual Edward Snowden, who's holed up in Russia. Martin was employed by Booz Allen Hamilton, a strategy and technology firm with contracts for the U.S. government and defense communities, and a difficult-to-control culture of secrecy, apparently. Scott Shane is national security reporter for our partner, the New York Times. He helped break this story. Scott, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks, John.
So in the one case, it would be like a, you know, Booz Allen version of Hillary Clinton with the servers and computers at home. In another case, it could be he's just a very incredibly sloppy individual who may have compromised security because everything's kind of spread all over the place. But it doesn't appear at this point that he's nefarious and working for foreign
operators.
Exactly.
I mean, one of the things that's interesting here is that since Edward Snowden made public or gave to journalists hundreds of thousands of very highly classified NSA material in 2013, there have been other leaks from NSA. Stuff has gone up on WikiLeaks site. Other material went up in other places attributed to a group calling itself the Shadow Brokers. The FBI has been hard at work trying, and NSA has been trying to figure out who is leaking this stuff. So when they found a guy who was taking all this material home, they clearly got extremely concerned. But it's not clear yet that he is the source of those leaks. If he's not, that means there are still other people out there leaking from NSA.
So he's possibly collateral damage from investigations that are much wider, that are taking a look at the vulnerability of the NSA in a broad sense. Scott Shane, correct?
That's exactly right. Yeah. I mean, this administration, the Obama administration, has prosecuted 8 people for leaking classified information to the press. But apparently it has not deterred all the people who want to put out classified information.
Great stuff. Scott Shane, New York Times national security reporter. Thanks as always.
Thank you, John.